Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've never been better, Ron, and I appreciate you asking. How are you?
Well, you didn't give me a chance, but I was going to. I'm doing wonderfully. Opening day for the Pirates tonight, I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I knew you'd ask, Ron, and that's why I started out the show by saying I've never been better. 8:15, Pirates tonight in St. Louis. Don't like the pitching matchup too much, Ron. Musgrove against Flaherty. But it's baseball. It's opening night. Our coverage starts at 6:50 with Jack Z, Craig Riley, Dan Zangrilli. They'll be all over it. We're going to have our Pirates time capsule coming up here with all kinds of over-unders predictions, namely the win total. We'll get to that later in the hour and sort of come back to it throughout the show. We got all kinds of things happening. But let's start, Ron, with our grade eight, okay?
Let's do it.
Number eight, Major League Baseball. Open last night, couldn't get to game one, Ron, without a major complication. National star Juan Soto tests positive earlier in the day, which is not good, obviously. But what's complicating that matter is he took the test Tuesday morning, played in a scrimmage that night against the Orioles, was presumably around a lot of people over the ensuing 2 days, which raised the question, wait a second. What about his teammates? They were tested yesterday, so they don't have the results of those tests. They took the field, having been exposed to him last night. It raised to me a legitimate question of whether the game should have been played and all kinds of other questions about what's this going to be like coming up here when you have a lag in testing. It's inevitable that these things are going to happen.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. You're absolutely right. What's going to happen with football and all these tests? Hockey, if you don't get the results back for a day, or even a little more, I don't know how those guys can play, you know, until you know that they're, negative. It's a confounding issue, and I think we have not heard the last of this, Joe.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen again. Now, the good news there is Washington Post reports that Soto was tested on the spot with sort of immediate results, nasal tests and things like that, and came up negative. So there's always a chance that this was a false positive. But then you combine that with Eduardo Rodriguez, Red Sox opening day starter, scratched over, quote, COVID complications. Obviously, this thing's not going away. Number seven, the games themselves last night. Of course, the first one is rained, basically stopped by a deluge. Is that the word, Ron? Did I pronounce
Deluge.
Yes. It looked like Niagara Falls in the stands. But Gerrit Cole goes five innings, one hit. He was pretty good, even though he didn't have his great stuff. Scherzer struck out 11, but gave up a bomb to Giancarlo Stanton. How about just the whole scene? The games themselves, Dodgers win the nightcap. Our two World Series teams are undefeated, Ron.
Yes, they are. Yeah, it was Gerrit Cole. What a way to start, huh? Complete game, one hitter. How about that? Even though it's only five innings. I thought Scherzer was just outstanding last night. His stuff was just dancing. Unfortunately, he gave up the one home run that really hurt him, both those teams are very good, the Yankees especially, and then obviously the Dodgers. Kiki Hernandez is already the MVP of the league, right? First game, five RBIs.
Wow, and that Stanton home run last night off Scherzer, I just watched.
Still hasn't landed, has it?
Wow, that team is something to watch. I mean, whenever they're on TV, and God knows it'll be a lot, it always has been because they're the Yankees, I think I'm going to be tuning in just for certain at-bats like Judge and Stanton. Number six, Tyreek Hill predicts not one, two, three, or four, not five or six, but seven Super Bowl titles for the Chiefs, Ron. What do you think of that?
First of all, he better get to number two first before he worries about number seven. Yeah, they got one. It is so hard to win, as we've seen here, you know, with Ben won two pretty quickly in his career and now has been really struggling to get back. It is so hard to win year in, from year in to year out. So let's let him get to number two before we start talking six, seven, or eight.
First, he's lucky to be in the league. Second, he's out of his mind. But I actually think it's a funny quote. Number five, Dr. Fauci's first pitch run was something to behold. He's a righty. He's a righty. And he released the ball from well in front of the pitching rubber, and it went directly left and never even made it to the dirt in front of home plate. I thought one of the five worst ceremonial first pitches in baseball history. Everybody on social media was all over it. He's finally flattened the curve, was the popular saying. Did you see it? What'd you make of this?
I saw it, a relatively older guy having trouble showing his athleticism. That's what I made out of him. Hey, I give him credit for going out there and doing it. I'm not going to judge him by how he throws a baseball. I got other criteria to judge him.
Could you throw a strike, Ron? From the rubber on the first pitch?
I like to think I could, but, you know, I never could throw very well. I was always a pretty decent hitter, but I could never throw the ball. I just couldn't, you know, not one of my strengths. But I like to think I could, but who knows? Maybe I'd get out there and embarrass myself as well.
Number four, Daniel Kim, our friend from the Korea Baseball Organization, he covers baseball there, says starting this Sunday, fans will be allowed in stadiums there. And here are a few items with that. Must wear a mask. Temperatures checked outside the stadium gates. 10% capacity. And tickets will be sold only online. They continue to progress in marvelous ways there.
Yeah, they do. Seemingly a lot better than us, huh? You know, they seem to have figured it out a little bit. Good for them. I mean, they're trying, you know, taking baby steps. And that's what it's all about. Take the baby steps. Eventually, you're going to get to a spot where you really like. I give him a lot of credit.
Ron, we're matriculating the ball downfield very nicely here, but we have to go to our hurry up with three items left. Pete Thamel, ACC, discussing scheduling, football scheduling models. 10 league games and a plus one outside the conference is what's being talked about. And the start date between September 12th and 26th. Well, Pitt has a game September 5th against Miami, so I guess that won't be the plus one. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, all these teams are going to go. All the leagues are going to go to conference only. I see the Pac-12 announced yesterday it's delaying its season 2 weeks. Its first game is going to be on September 19th, I think. You know, I have real doubts that there's going to be major college football. I've seen everybody from Heather Light to Bob Bowlesby to, you know, Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner. Everybody admits finally now that it's going to be very difficult to have college football.
Number two, speaking of Heather Lake, she follows with the NCAA's thinking here and asking members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to prohibit betting on collegiate sports. This was during a hearing Wednesday in D.C. What do you make of her take on this?
Well, you know, I understand why, but I think that ship has already sailed. I mean, I remember, you know, when the leagues, the NFL wanted absolutely nothing to do with gamblers, and now they're in bed with these, you know, casinos and everything else. There's going to be betting on college games, whether it's legal or not legal. There's already betting on it illegally, I guess. So I think that ship sailed. Everybody's going to want the money from it, and I can see the day coming when there's legalized sports betting everywhere.
Yeah, why not have it legalized if it's happening? Plus, some of the ads that you see during NCAA events, you could certainly call those into question. This may be admirable in some ways, but it's impossible. And as you put it, this ship has long ago sailed. So how about if you're the NCAA grabbing a seat at the table here, helping to shape some policy and sharing in the revenues. Come on. Number one, the faculty at Kentucky in their African-American and Africana Studies program has asked the president of the school to change the name of Rupp Arena because the legendary basketball coach's name, that would be Adolph Rupp, of course, has come to stand for racism and exclusion and, quote, alienates black students, fans, and attendees. Your take, Ron?
Well, this is a major story down there. That is like that is considered like a legendary arena. He obviously was a legendary coach. I mean, I get what the argument is about, and I certainly understand it. It's a major story there, though. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes.
Let's get back to opening night last night first before we get to the Pirates and what we all made of baseball on television again. I'm looking at cardboard cutouts right now at Dodger Stadium. 412-928-9370. You want to weigh in on what you saw from any aspect, the words before the game from Morgan Freeman reading Andrew McCutchen's words, the anthems, things like that, anything that you saw. We'll talk about it on Cook and Joe.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.